Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's On the Box with Devlin and Brundage.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of On the Box, where tonight we'll be talking all about Suits. Thankfully, I'm back after my absence the last time. Maybe not thankfully, depending on your opinion. Whatever. But back again, we have Cy and Gags. Hi guys.
All good, man. All good.
You're becoming a regular on here, Gags.
Nice to be back.
Yeah, it's kind of my channel, you know. I'm joking.
Jesus Christ, the head of this man.
Shut up, I'm joking, man. Jesus.
No wonder you needed a bigger car.
I'm just kidding. Fuck's sake, sir, you know I'm not like that.
Need a big Q7 to fit his head in.
I didn't go for that in the end, but we can talk about that later.
You went convertible, didn't you?
No.
Just to cover your bases.
But if I went convertible, I wouldn't be covering anything. Sorry. Go on.
No. Calm down. Is this what this was like when I was gone the last time? Yeah.
Yeah, mainly.
Just basically a slagging match.
It was beautiful.
But anyway, we're going to talk about Suits. Hopefully anybody who's listening has watched Suits, because this is going to be full of spoilers. If you don't want to spoil it, then fuck off, basically.
Yeah.
Or don't tweet me or anybody else saying, well, you ruined that for me. This is going right up until the... With their most recent, I think we're, what season are we in? Sorry, five, six?
Five, I think.
Six.
Is it six?
Season. Oh, Jesus.
It's five.
Season.
It's five, man.
Season five. Yeah.
It's,
right.
It's that mid season thing
five.
That keeps.
Yeah, that throws you completely because it really splits, doesn't it?
It does.
There's
split.
Like 6 months between season.
August to January.
Ah, it's crazy. And then do you find, like, when it comes back that you have no idea what happened the last time, even though it does the catch up thing?
Yeah.
I'm sad. It takes me a good episode or two before I get back into it again, and then it's gone.
I make a point of watching the last one. It refreshes everything.
I can't do that with TV.
I love it. I love doing that with Game of Thrones. I love doing that with Suits, my two favourite shows anyway, so have to do it with them. Like, before Game of Thrones starts now, I'll watch the last one of the last season just to get ready.
I think the end of it, though, was pretty...
Obvious, yeah, it was obvious that one.
Yeah, but and Joe.co.uk never shuts up about it either. Conor McGregor or Game of Thrones, so you'll get it even if you haven't watched it.
No choice. As soon as Game of Thrones anything comes on, I just turn off. I don't want to know. I haven't seen any trailers or anything.
No.
See, when Conor McGregor gets into Game of Thrones, Joe will just explode. Their mind will have been blown. That's their whole demographic. But anyway. We'll get back to Suits. Well, maybe I think we'll start off with the usual question. When did you start watching, Si?
Right at the beginning. It's one of those, it started off as one of those midsummer fillers to see whether, you know, it would pick up, whether people would like it or not. And at the same time as another show called White Collar, they had loosely similar premise, you know, a dodgy dealer, criminal kind of guy getting involved, getting straightened out. And I watched them both at the same time, and Suits is just way, way, way better.
Yeah, it was superior.
And then Rachel walked in.
And Rachel's ass walked in, you mean?
Game over. No, then Rachel walked out.
It was, it's kind of like that thing that you normally say, there's always two of something or three of something.
And
this one won out for you. Did you, you kept on watching White Collar, I think, though, in the end, didn't you?
Yeah, I watched most of it. I think I probably stopped after four seasons or something, three seasons.
It's gone now. It wasn't as popular. What about you, Gags? When did you start back in 2011 as well?
No, I started, I think, season two. Season two was out or going. So I got to watch two full seasons in a row, which was superb. And I just thought it was and a very, very good show. And I never watched any legal stuff before. This is one of the reasons why I didn't go to it, because I thought it would bore me. It wouldn't be the thing that I would be into. I didn't think Suits, what, lawyers, fuck that. That's not going to be interesting. Because I didn't know anything about the plot, by the way. So before I even started it, the only reason why I started it was somebody that I trusted said, you need to watch Suits, mate. It's fucking awesome. He didn't want to ruin any of the plot. Because obviously the first episode is the one... is an absolute brilliant episode, and it's probably my, you know, one of my favorite episodes. So yeah, as soon as I watched it, bang, never going back, mate.
Did you download it, or did you buy it, or was this one back, you know, it was on the give all
I
the
think
time
it was on Netflix, I think the first two seasons were
yes,
they were on Netflix. So I think they stopped doing that now, so you can't get them all on Netflix now. I think it's, I don't know how many seasons are on Netflix at the moment, but back in the day there were two full seasons on Netflix.
I think so, it's on Amazon Prime. It's on one of them anyway, because
yeah, because they switch, don't they? The rights go and then they switch over, so there's big money in getting paid off. People get paid off. So if it's a current show, like it's going into season 6 and 7 maybe now, hopefully, then those rights are quite expensive, because it's still got 2 years worth of, you know, people being able to get sucked into it. That means they're going to go back and watch all five. And it's big money for these two, you know, for these two sites. Huge money.
First three seasons are on Netflix for sure.
Yeah. So I watched two of them in there. Yeah.
And the other question I would ask is, what instantly grabbed you about it, Gags? Was it, obviously it wasn't the law. Was it the character?
No, nothing to do with the law. The fact that there's this nerd, like obviously the AI, you know what we're like. We're a bunch of nerds. This guy has got a photographic memory. There's nothing more fucking nerdy than that for me. It's fucking awesome. It's the best thing ever. I would love to have that power. Oh man, imagine just being able to just...
Especially when you're married.
Yeah, just imagine being able to just... The first episode, he sits there and goes, here's the bar, whatever it is, the bar or whatever it is. Go to any page, any paragraph. You start reading, I'll finish it. And Harvey's just like having a laugh at him. You know, Harvey's a cocky fucker. He thinks, fuck you, you're not better than me.
He's the smartest man. He's always the smartest man in the room, isn't he?
He always is. And at this point, this punk kid, not even dressed properly, just fucking just threw him off. Totally. He's never felt that before. And you get that from that episode, that I want to work with you because no one's done this to me. Do you get me? And that's something that goes on for the rest of every show, that no one gets one over Harvey, never. But this kid did it immediately in one, the first sitting. And there you go. And I just, from that moment, I thought, this is so interesting. I'd never seen anything like it. I found immediately two criminals, because they are going to become criminals. I thought straight away, they're both breaking the law here immediately. You know, it's got a fucking fake lawyer coming into work. And
Because it's odd, because they have such an appreciation for the law.
Exactly. Like, and it just was different.
But they don't see it as breaking the law, which is... It's
weird. Very weird.
It goes the whole way through the series as well. This keeps going back and forth and back and forth. But we'll come back to that when we move on.
But that was what grabbed it, yeah.
Si, what about you? Same sort of thing?
Yeah. Just the drama involved straight away, right from the beginning. Plus, it's smartly, it's really well, really well written, isn't it? I like wordy shows generally. And the quick back and forth instantly, the chemistry between Harvey and Mike.
Wow.
It's phenomenal. It's Sorkin like. Yeah, it was brilliant. And then you get to, early on, you get to instantly dislike Lewis. Because you need one of those easy target enemies, bad guys, don't you?
You don't still feel that way about Lewis, do you?
That was a beautiful journey. Part of the journey, wasn't it? How they reeled you in. So you felt like five completely different things.
No, but he still does.
Throughout the journey,
he still does have his moments though, side, doesn't he? He does still go to the dark side to sort of.
Oh yeah, yeah, but now you don't hate him because he's a cold, calculated killer. He's just a mess.
Fool. He's
emotional,
a village idiot.
Emotional fool.
He is an emotional mess. So they painted him early on as this mudding, concert going, you know, great cerebral evil genius who maybe is not quite as much of a genius as the heroic genius of Harvey.
Yeah, he's the polar opposite. He's probably the guy that was bullied at school, didn't really.
Yeah.
Was socially awkward, and now he's the big guy. And the law is all he has, whereas Harvey and the other.
And he's the stato, by the way. He's the numbers guy. He's the finance guy.
The bylaws guy.
That's it. The laws and the finance and everything is him. So he comes across as the geek.
I just love smart people. That's the bottom line.
Mm, very smart.
They all came off as being, you know, incredibly smart, didn't they?
Yeah, it's a very intelligent show. I don't think you can be someone who doesn't get the law at all to know, you know, you kind of have to be a bit savvy to get it, or some of it I think will go over your head. And it's surprising when you're watching it how much you pick up on. You're like, oh, that's not right, or oh, I know what they're going to do here. And you kind of surprise yourself with what you would kind of know about the law, what you've picked up as you've gone along in different other shows. Would you find that?
Yeah. It's almost like the medical stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you always pick it. Everybody knows, like, there are 10 different medical procedures that are used in all TV shows that you've seen on from Holby back in the day. Or Casualty. Was that earlier, wasn't it?
Yeah, ages ago, man.
Yeah. It's like 30 years it's been on. Yeah. So, and there are those laws that you kind of pick up on that you kind of half know where they're going to go with the case. But the cases were always, it's much more about the overriding arc of the story, isn't it? Of the relationships between these people.
Yeah, and it's all expertly woven together, I think, as well. It doesn't feel like the law is thrown in there just to be there, and it doesn't feel like the characters are thrown in just to be there. It all sews up quite nicely.
Don't you find it really believable, though, when they do the law part? It's really good. It's like you're punching the air at times when they get one over the other, you know, the baddie, let's say. Like, for example, when Mike comes up with something really fucking clever, I actually sit there going, get the fuck in, you know, like, I'm there with him. I want him to succeed. They've built the character so well that you are actually siding with some of them, and you're on their side. You want them to get out of this mess, because there's always a mess that they get themselves into, and they've got to find a way out. And when they do, you're like, get in. So I really enjoy that about it, that the way they've built them, you feel like, oh, fuck, he's fucked now. You know, you do get that sense of, yeah, you're in trouble, son. And then they find a way out, and it's how they do it. It's not always simple. It's always a really clever storyline that they do. It's never like, that is bullshit, mate.
But it's also unlike some of the other famous shows like Lost, whatever, is that they very often, that how they solve their problem, it comes from something that was in an episode like six episodes ago. Something small, a small detail that you go,
yeah.
That's plan probably very far ahead.
Yeah, that's my one thing where I was saying, though, about the break, is where it's sometimes it can be hard to follow because of that.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, that's a good
to bring
point.
It back. They don't mention it maybe for a season. It can go a full season or maybe even two seasons before they mention something again. And it's like,
or somebody comes back and you're like, wait up, when did I see
you? A lot of returning characters.
Yeah.
When did I see you? Oh, yeah, I remember you now.
Yeah. Like, there's a couple of guys, like Tanner comes back every so often.
Oh, yeah, he's fucking great, though.
Scotty comes back every so often. Oof. And then
does.
You're kind of sitting wondering, what does Scotty know? What does she not know? What does Tanner know? What does he not know?
We've seen what Scotty knows.
So Eurotrip reference there, is it?
Yeah. You know what else I like though about it is that they don't shy away from mentioning other shows and other pop culture stuff, and it's not like it's not up its own arse. Like, there'll be Game of Thrones stuff thrown in at times.
Yeah.
You know, I really like it when they treat, I think Si, me and Si spoke about this with Legends of Tomorrow. I like it that they're open to giving the person who's watching something like, you know, yeah, we're part of this world. You know, it's right now, and we're going to talk about it as if we're one of you, not as if we live in a different universe type thing. Do you get what I mean?
It's kind of like a breaking down of the fourth wall type thing. It's kind of like the audience.
I do really like that about it. It does give me that feel and makes you connect even more with it because you kind of laugh along to little bits. And obviously, everything that Mike and Harvey do is all like quotes and shit, isn't it?
Yeah. They're constantly quoting movies.
It's just brilliant.
Really, it's just uber geeks. Incredibly handsome geeks.
The fact that everybody as well, the law firm is kind of like a team. It's kind of like when you're watching a sports drama or something like that, where everybody's on the same team, but these are like lawyers. Even though like Lewis might have his differences, Donna might have their differences, whatever, when the shit hits the fan, everybody clubs together.
There are always some kind of like subliminal references to Harvey being best friends with Michael Jordan. And
there is, always.
Yeah, always those, like, reinforces how incredibly cool he is. He might be the coolest man alive.
So what you want to move on to here? Just how cool is Harvey?
Yeah, just how cool is Harvey?
Yeah, I think he's brilliantly cast. The only other thing, he's played with Gabriel Macht. The only other time I'd ever seen him was in, do you remember that film Behind Enemy Lines?
Yeah,
vaguely.
With Owen Wilson, and he gets shot in like the first 10-15 minutes. Sorry.
I'm sure he was in Smallville at some point for just one role, like, you know, that someone's killed off in like 10 minutes. One of them. Or he was also in. Oh, what was it?
Everybody's in Smallville. Sai's been in Smallville.
What was the other one? Vampire Diaries at the first season. Something like that, I think he was in. But I don't watch that anymore. That was just a one-season thing.
That's because you don't have breasts.
Yeah, so I forgot that. So that one's gone.
You've dieted them away.
Yes. And, so he was in that for a bit. I remember recognizing him in one of those things. Maybe Supernatural. I'm not sure.
IMDb doesn't agree with you.
Doesn't it?
Doesn't agree with you on any of those.
He was definitely... It was just like a... Even if it was just an extra, like, behind, he was in them.
There was some show called The Others that he was in, but I don't recognize him from anything, and he's just
brilliant.
He was
very young in those, though.
Like, really... Must have been, because he's a little bit older than me, 44.
He doesn't look old, that's for sure.
Oh, but those weren't main roles, they were just tiny, like, appear and disappear.
Incredibly handsome dude, too. And you just want to be Harvey, don't you?
He was the title character in The Spirit as well, I forgot about that. You know that one that's kind of like Sin City?
I never saw that.
That's a decent movie. It's a decent flick.
He's just got all the best lines. He's just got everything in this show. You know, the two characters, it's around the bromance, right? It's around them two. The whole show is, I mean, everyone gets enough time and there's arcs around everyone, but these two are the key for it all. And he is so strong. Like, he comes across, only recently have we seen weaknesses in his character. You know, but otherwise, for four seasons full, he was so solid.
He was bulletproof, yeah.
No scratch, no bullet, like you said, bulletproof. Pretty much Superman, he was.
But Superman, not just in a very robust, in-your-face kind of way. He was the ethics of the show. He was the guy that will do, you know, on the surface, he will do anything to win. But he loves the law.
Yes, this is my point earlier. It's just kind of funny the way that they're both breaking the law.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he is adamant that he would never break the law, which is kind of weird. And it's kind of what this series was all about, was them the feds trying to prove that he does break the law consistently, and that there's no way he can be that good.
But I think
he must be paying off people or something like that.
But what it is, Neil, I think they fell into that, like the lull. I don't think he realized that it was going to be that bad. You know what he was doing with Mike. I don't think he actually realized that. I don't think they got the gravity. You know how big the situation could be.
No, because I don't think anybody between him and Jessica didn't realize how good Mike was going to be. He was just going to be his assistant.
Yeah, and pretty much never get involved and just sit on the side. Never thought he'd become bloody hell.
A rock star. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone, and as you go along, now everyone's breaking the law in the fucking whole firm.
To cover each other's asses.
It's just nuts. It's brilliantly, like, it's all about a secret. The show is predominantly about this bromance, but then the secret is like going all the way through five seasons, and slowly every year one person finds out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, right, pile on.
Yeah, pretty much everybody's now. But it's kind of like they're now anti-heroes in a way, because they're the bad guys.
Mm.
Really, because you're rooting for them. You're thinking, I can't remember what her name was, whoever the lawyer was in this series. But you're thinking, what an evil bitch. Oh, I hope she doesn't win. I hope she doesn't get them or whatever. But she's the good guys, really.
I don't know, though. Is
but
it
she that? But she didn't come from... She had real issues with him, didn't she? There was nothing going to stop her getting what she wanted. So she was happy to break to Ben rules to get what she could see as justice.
Yeah, she saw it was justice. But did they... The whole thing that keeps you on, Pierce and Spectre, Litz or whatever, their side is because they're not actually doing anything wrong, though, are they? They are actually trying to win cases
and fight the good fight.
Yeah, and fight the good fight. They're not actually doing anything wrong per se. How they've done it, yes, they've broken the law in terms of having Mike there, and that's wrong. But what Mike's actually doing with that is not anything illegal. Do you get what I mean? I think that's
because he is brilliant. He is a brilliant lawyer. He just happens to not have the right paper.
Yeah, it's just not got a signature.
And it's very obviously he could get that in the drop of a hat. He could just go and sit that exam and get it. But that's not how Harvard works. And that's not how the law firm's reputation's built on having only Harvard candidates. He could have gone to any university in the world and got the degree that he needed to get in. But that's not how you get into Harvard in the first place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we see the firm kind of tries to dilute itself in the face of adversity in this series, and you see how that sort of plays on everybody, because they put the feelers out for other universities, and everybody says no, we don't want you.
That's the biggest shift out of it all, was that they said, you know, Jessica says no, let's go to other unis, and immediately you know, my God, they're fucked.
Yeah. And then no one wanted it. And then what's going to happen now?
Yeah, this is the...
How can they go into a Series 6? What on earth is going to happen? He's in prison.
Yeah, is it going to be from the prison? Because that would be fucking ace as well.
They'll have appealed his way out.
I'll slow you down, guys. Don't get too runaway. We'll come back to that.
Okay. Yeah, good man.
Rein you in here, my expert hosting skills here.
We're fucking Rachel's butt, aren't we?
No, I'm going to throw a curveball at you. I'll come to you first, Si. If you were anybody in the show, who would you say is most like you?
Oof.
Have a think about that.
That is tricky.
So, yeah, who'd you connect with the most, basically? Similar thing, innit?
I was a very, very big wise ass at school. like generally, I was probably a bit more Mike. I'm from the wrong side of the tracks and managed to get 100% in GCSE maths without a calculator and without doing any revising. I'm probably Mike, to be fair.
With just slightly less hair.
Slightly less. I had way more hair than when I was his age. But it was particularly at school. I think he's probably a little bit geekier than I was. He doesn't like any form of sport.
You're a fucking geek.
Yeah, but he doesn't seem to have any form of sporting, abilities.
So you're more, that's where, what's his name comes in? Harvey. Because he's just sporting everything, doesn't he, in this? He just wants to win everything.
You know, interestingly, I bet I'm actually, if you take colour out of this, I'm probably a bit more like Rachel's dad.
Yeah. That's class. He's
a great character.
He's a tremendous character. I love him.
One of the best actors as well. He's such a good actor as well.
Yeah, like, Wendell Pierce.
Wow. He's just powerful, very strong personality.
Of course, other people know him from The Wire, which is probably where he got most famous from. Can't even remember what his name was. Was it Bugs or whatever? The Wire? Something like that.
I don't care.
There's like a lot of people who are going to be very pissed off at that remark.
It's okay.
I know Joe Cosby's going to be after you now.
Because he won't go after me at all. Because West Indies have won, he's happy. He's going to sleep very nicely. He won't give a shit what I say today.
Oh, you and your cricket. Oh, God. Don't bring this shit onto my pod, Rich. Right?
Okay, sorry.
Get it off.
So what about you? Let's leave the boss till last.
Me? I'm not too sure. I can relate to Lewis in a lot of ways, because I was never cool in school or whatever. I was always sort of playing it straight down the line. I'm always looking for something else to be significant. You know the way Lewis is always... He's not the cool guy. He doesn't get the women. He doesn't get the business done or whatever, but he always has his his qualification and his knowledge of the law to fall back on.
Yeah.
I kind of relate to that in a way, because I was never a guy who got all the girls and stuff. So I would say Lewis, apart from, I'm not dipping myself in mud anytime soon, and I'm not enjoying Jersey.
You get to the ballet, don't you? You get to the ballet.
You definitely do that, kid.
Yeah. Well, we'll move on to the boss man.
I'll be honest, I don't think I'm cool enough to be any character in this show. I really am not cool enough to be any of them.
You're Daniel Hartman, aren't you?
No, because I'm not evil. That's 100% sure. I'm not
covertly.
No, not at all. I don't think there's.
You can relate to a girl if you want. It's fine.
Fuck you.
We'll not judge you.
To be honest, me and Nina have
Donna.
This fight.
You're like Donna.
Me and Nina have this fight all the time, and she always wants to be Harvey, and then she goes, "You're Jessica," because I'm the boss.
Yeah,
and
I can see that.
Fuck you, man. Why do I have to be the woman? She goes, "No, but it's the other way. I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean it in a powerful way." But again, I don't think I'm cool enough to be Jessica. I was a pretty. She doesn't seem like a loser ever. I was a loser at school as well, like you. But I was never mean. I was always a soft touch. The soft touch. Not good at sports. I hate male grooming type stuff, like you said just there. So can't be Lewis. Rarely jealous. Never jealous of people. Lewis is a big jealous fuck.
You're Harold, aren't you?
No,
Harold Gunderson.
No, because I think that I'm more successful than Harold.
Maybe.
In terms of I'm very, very
But he went. He did go to Harvard, and he's got a great job now.
Yeah, I know, but you know, he'll still have bosses and stuff. I'm the boss, you know. That's the difference. So I don't really see anyone. Maybe I don't know who else is in opposition for them. Maybe that, but yeah,
Sheila. You could be like Sheila.
Who the fuck, Sheila?
Keeping all the records.
She's Lewis's.
Oh, fuck that! She's so weird.
Something gags is my bit on the side then.
No, man, no. If I could choose, I'd want to be Mike. I'd want to be Mike because I think Mike's just a brilliant character. I don't think I'm cocky enough to be like Harvey, but Mike's got those nerdy things, and he's not very sporty, like you said, but he's a winner.
But they reel you in with how broken he is, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how the show starts. They reel you in because he's this broken orphan.
Yes, obviously I'm not that. But what it was is I think before I got into any of the IT stuff and before I hit uni, I reckon I was like that. I don't think I knew who I was. He finds himself with this role. He finds himself with this job. He actually finds a purpose.
Yeah.
And I think that's that kind of – there can be similarities in that with my life. But that is it, I would think. I would like to be like Mike. I think he's my favorite character as well. If I like somebody as a character, I think he goes through so much in this. It's brilliant. So he'd be my favorite. But obviously, proper favorite, you know who that is.
So to sum this up, Si, you're like Harvey, and Gags was a drug dealer before he started AI. To sum up.
Where do you think the money's come from? Where do you think the money's come from?
That's why the Android app didn't make itself.
Clap for you there. That's a good one. Right. Sorry.
Right. We'll move on. I think the one thing everybody really wants to talk about. Well, I know really Si wants to talk about it. Is Rachel?
I'm looking at her. She's on my wall right now.
The fucking wall. That's every episode.
It's just disgusting.
It's not disgusting. It's just on my wall next to the bed.
We don't want to know.
I've sent you pictures of it before. It's not disgusting. It's all, I've got Mickey Mouse tickets up there as well.
Again, we don't want to know, dude. It's fine.
No. Well, we get it out of the way. Is Rachel your favorite, let's say, booty of the show, Si?
Do you know what? Early on, particularly, and then she did what all, you know, famous, pretty, young actresses do and decide not to eat after she'd seen herself in the first series. And she gets progressively thinner throughout the series.
Yeah, she's skinny now, isn't she?
Yeah, that's not right. It's still, like, shapely, but it's not what it should be.
She's also completely different now.
Yeah. She's still awesome, but I actually probably prefer Donna these days.
Donna is an amazing actress, to be fair.
She's a smoke show.
Yeah, she's amazing.
40-something-year-old redhead. That's really, you're going with that, as always.
It's not that, it's just the way she carries the role as well. Though.
Yeah, like, yeah, she's genius. Beautiful,
but she's so amazing in this show.
Submissive from her you know, career perspective, but she's always in control.
She's the boss, yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. Her character is amazing. And the backstory that they feed in with her and Harvey from the beginning as they go along as well. She's another brilliantly woven into story.
And the story when he loses her to Lewis is unbelievable, like, ramifications on Harvey. It's the vomiting and stuff is just, you know, when he starts having panic attacks, it's just...
And has to go to see a shrink.
It's unbelievably brilliantly done.
Another hot shrink, by the way. Every woman that's in the show is attractive.
See, that is the brilliance of American TV. That's why I don't bother with the English shite.
Oh, because, shit.
Because they are more than happy to just pick. They'll just get 50 girls to come along that fit the right character, that can act the character however they want it to be acted. But they'll pick the hottest. In England, we don't do that.
No,
they pick them on merit, which is good. I think, by the way.
I'm not even sure we do just pick them on merit. I think we do it. We make sure we don't just pick the hottest because we naturally assume the hot one isn't very smart.
Mm. Can we just
they
say
don't
that,
care.
Can we just say that Rachel is a talented actress as well? I do think she's good in this show.
She's got good Twitter game.
I think she's good, man. I think she's good in this show. I think she's grown a lot. From the first season, I thought the first two seasons were fantastic with her, with her and Mike. I thought they were brilliant.
But I liked her at the start, but I think I've gone off her purely because it's kind of like that normal thing where once they get together, then I get a bit bored of it. You know the way, like, it's nearly every TV show where it's, are they going to get together? Are they going to get together? The chase is great, as you say. And then when they actually get together, it's just a bit boring because it's a bit mundane. It's just everyday life, isn't it?
But her affair bit was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That got good, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't like it.
What do you call him? What was it?
Logan Sanders.
Wasn't an affair, was it? I can't.
It was her ex-boyfriend, wasn't it? But it was Logan Sanders, millionaire ex-boyfriend.
She kissed him, didn't she?
She kissed him, but it wasn't a full-on affair.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. That guy's a douche, too. I hate that actor.
I'm not. He's far too handsome for my liking.
He's in something else. I can't remember what it is.
His best mate pisses me off the most in this. Mike's best mate.
Trevor, you just
want to punch him in the face every time he turns up.
And it got worse and worse, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then he does
because
like
he became this sanctimonious religious freak.
Yeah, there's this big massive change. That's one gripe I have with this show is that just sometimes people just turn on and I feel like they just change characters completely sometimes and I'm just like, what?
But they have gone for 3-4 years. He was gone for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only believable bit. If it was like one season switch, you'd be like, what the hell happened to you? You know?
Yeah, no, I do love, they seem to get guys on retainer, don't they? Because they just keep them around for forever. Like Edward Darby comes in and out of it. Scotty comes in and out of it. Travis Tanner.
Yeah, he's brilliant, I think.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I was expecting Tanner in this series. I was expecting him to maybe be Mike's lawyer.
Yeah, me too. I thought that would have been great. To be a big thing.
Yeah, I thought that would have been great because... Finally team up. Well, they teamed up a bit earlier, but it wasn't really a team up. But I thought, because there was a whole point where they were going, who's going to represent me then? Because Harvey's too close to it or whatever. I thought immediately it was going to be Tanner. It was like me. It was in the stars. Like it was going to happen and it didn't happen. So I was kind of disappointed with that because he's a fantastic character.
Yeah.
I think he's great.
He is. So Lewis thinks he is. Sometimes he kind of wavers, doesn't he, between thinking he is Harvey's best friend or his nemesis. It depends which series and which episode where they're about. But in Harvey's mind, it's only Tanner. He is his nemesis. He is the guy he hates.
And it comes back to
him no matter what because he will twist the law.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It comes back to that. The one thing that he hates is people twisting the law, breaking the law. And again, the irony that comes with it.
Like we explained, though, Neil, it's because they're actually still trying to uphold the law in what they're doing. Like, I know it's kind of ironic what they're doing, but they're not doing anything bad in what they're doing. Do you get what I mean? That's why they look over that, I think, because they know that they're still trying to help people. They're still trying to get their clients justice.
Well, if you think in the last series, one of the big cases that Mike reeled out that mum, but that was from a Tanner case, wasn't it? Early, like in the first or second series.
Yeah, right at the start.
Yeah, so they managed to, you know, keep it in that arc. It's almost a Marvel world. But seriously, they've got like the suits world that they'll just go and delve into other bits of that world that's already been created. They don't just have this one singular storyline or one singular street that they happen to live on. It's, if you've been in it, you are then an existing part of that world that might get tapped into again if your role in that world becomes realistically entangled again.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody's superpower is the law.
Yeah. or hotness.
Yes, or Rachel's ass.
Which is dwindling at the moment, we've already mentioned.
Aww. Yeah. We'll rein it in, we'll go back to story, I think. We'll not go through all the seasons because there's too much really to go there, and quite honestly, I forget the half of it, as I've said before.
But it's also ongoing as well, so we might talk about it later too.
Yeah, so we'll come, this season, I'll ask you, A, did you like it, and B, would you have done anything differently? Si, I'll come to you first.
I thought it was great. I thought they should have finished it, to be fair, in fairness. I thought this should be in the final season, because what do you do when somebody goes to prison?
It looked that way, didn't it? It looked like that was the way it was going to go, but then it got renewed again.
Yeah, yeah. But they would have known that before they wrote the ending. And plus, it could have gone 15 different ways. And if they'd have just changed two scenes at the end, it could have been completely different, couldn't it?
Yeah.
The wedding, you know.
Yes, the whole wedding thing. Yeah, it looked like he was going to do it, and then...
Yeah, and then rightly changed his mind because they kind of dangle. Do you know what I think? They dangle what people are used to, the poor writing that people are used to, in that they'll completely, you know, you watch some series and the character completely changes. They just happen to look like the same person, but it's a completely different character from one episode to the next. And they kind of dangle that into Suits sometimes, but then really back in with, actually, not really. This is who he actually is. These are the foundation. These are the ethics of this and the morals of this character. And it does. And you go, yeah, actually, you're right. Like, yeah. Mike wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have just jumped in there because, you know, and even Harvey with the whole decision of whether to allow Mike. The bottom line was he knew that he was wrong, but then he knew how much good Mike had done. And he knew also that Anita Gibbs was. She was doing the exact thing that she was accusing Harvey of doing as well. And then Harvey could take the blame and get everybody off, but that would admit losing. That would admit.
Yeah, we'd give it exactly what she wanted.
Yeah, exactly. But it was the right thing to do. But the problem was, if that was the right thing to do, what were the effects of that going to happen to everybody else? And that was probably worse for his partners and for his law firm. If he did confess, so then it just became this big maelstrom, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. And so you're saying you liked it. The one thing you would change is that you would have ended it there. That would be it.
Yeah, I would have actually let Mike out and ended it there because I like the nice stuff.
Yeah. Well,
let him and Rachel get married, and you know that's it.
Yeah, you can. All flowers and sunshine. And Rachel's ass.
Leaked a video, that'd be fine.
Gags, what about you? Did you A, like it? B, would you change anything?
I loved the whole season, I thought. And I was surprised really at the end. I thought they were going to find a way out. I really did think that every single time they find a way out, they always do it something.
But they happens. Did find a way out, didn't they?
Not really. I thought that he wouldn't go. He wouldn't go to jail. I didn't think.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that they'd be able to save him somehow. But I loved that he put his neck on the line because imagine they could all end up in jail. Every single one of them could have ended up in jail. Rachel, Jessica, Lewis, you know, all of them, Harvey, they could all have gone. If it went pear-shaped, they all could have gone in. And he's taken the hit. And I like the point that you just made. I never thought of it like that. They were giving you this lovey-dovey end story that they're getting married. And then he just says, nah, mate, I ain't marrying you. I can't do this to you. Because, you know, the parents and all that, he just couldn't do it. He says, if it's strong enough, we'll be there when we come out. But I just thought that was great because the visual of leaving the bride
and then jumping straight into the car, yeah.
Yeah, and Harvey knowing he's kind of going to do it as well. And he goes, how do you know? I knew. You know? It was brilliant. It was a great end. And it actually made you feel sad. And if a show can actually make you feel something for it. I always say this, if a movie or if a show can make you feel something, and even Batman Superman, I came out feeling angry. It still made me feel something, so it's a decent thing. You know, so if Suits, for example, as a show can make you feel something, then they've got something right, I think. And for at the end of that show, I did think, fuck, what? How the hell? Because I know there's another season. How the hell are they going to continue this with him in jail? And then obviously the big one, they've got no staff. Everyone's fucking gone.
Yeah.
Everyone. That's the biggie. That was even bigger.
And no accounts.
Yeah. How did they start again?
Well, this is why when I was watching the whole way through the episode, I knew it was going to happen because Cy being Cy ruined it for me. Thanks, Cy.
Mainly because he didn't watch it when he was supposed to. I talked to him about it after he was supposed to have watched it. And he hadn't quite finished yet.
I think you'll find I said, I'm just currently watching Suits here. And you went, oh yeah, isn't it great the way he got out the jail at the end? Oh, thanks, Cy. Thank you.
We call him Devil for a reason, you know.
Because we were supposed to do the Suits thing that evening. And the arrangement was, we'd come home from work, all of us, we'd watch Suits at probably around the same time. And then we'd come on and we'd talk about it. No, Cy had different ideas. So I had to ruin it. But I thought, where do they go from here? Or I'm thinking the next series, season. Is it going to be like, as I say with other series, is where the thing that you're aiming towards is always coming up in the background. Now they've faced it. Where do they go from here? Do you know what I mean?
Because Mike can't be a lawyer anymore.
Yeah, because he can't be a lawyer. So now that's gone. Everybody knows. So the secret's gone.
But he can be part of a firm. He can still be anything else in the firm apart from being a lawyer.
Yeah, but
he can help around. He can research. He can still be a researcher.
The stakes are a lot lower now for me. Is the way I look at it.
Yeah,
There's no tension anymore because
there were three arcing. Will they? Won't they? Weren't there? There's throughout the series. Well, four really. You got Mike and Rachel. You've got will they ever get caught? You've got will Harvey ever admit that he loves Mike? And you've got Harvey and Donna. They've all kind of worked their way out, haven't they?
Mm.
Yeah, like, Harvey's not going to marry Donna, but it's kind of, you know, they've kind of worked through that bit as the storyline. So what else is there?
Yeah, well, next up is probably going to be, well, I'm speculating, obviously. Mike comes out of prison to try and save their firm. But then the stakes are getting low. It's just kind of like, I don't know. It's nothing any different than any other business trying to save themselves.
It can be different now. They have a chance to reset this, you see, now. When something big like this happens, they can fast forward 3 years now. And he served 3 years. And I hope they do something like this where he served a sentence and they've kind of rebuilt a smaller firm. And then he comes in or something, or he's like, I don't want nothing to do with any of you now.
But Rachel will be a lawyer.
Yes, and that's the thing. He's now more pro helping Rach get up to something or help is kind of like a research. I don't know. There could be loads of things, but maybe he just goes the other way and just goes evil.
I suppose that'd be good. The dynamic will change between their relationship.
Of course it will,
Him being the lawyer to her being the lawyer.
And he will be like, it would be a big role reversal for him. The mental battle. He's just come out of jail. There's going to be loads of cobwebs from that.
It could also go back to where he feels worthless and stuff again, and where everything's gone wrong for him
He's a loser, yeah.
Yeah, but my only worry is a lot of other shows have tried to do the reset, and it never works.
I know.
I can't think of any show that has worked.
These guys are a bit more clever, I think.
Yeah.
God damn it!
Plus, I love all the characters. So they really could. It could be the worst series in history. They can't, because How I Met Your Mother was that. The last series of How I Met Your Mother was the worst series in history. But because you already liked the characters, you still were waiting. You still wanted the end thing. But I'm not even sure that there is an end thing in this that we're waiting for anymore.
I'll liken it to spoilers for if anybody watches Castle, spoilers and fuck off. Right. So in Castle, they get together. So the main detective and the writer, Nathan Fillion, get together in like season 4 or 5 or whatever. And then the whole show just turns into a cop show. And that's boring because it's just samey. I'm kind of worrying that this will just turn into another lawyer show and it's just samey. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's my real main fear, because the writing in Castle was excellent. That show was excellent up until the point where it's like, will they, won't they get together? They got together, and then it just turns into this mundane thing of everyday life, and nobody gives a shit.
I think what Sai said is the best thing, is that this was supposed to be the end. This storyline is one of the most possible endings, you know, the most probable, the ones that you'd accept the most, that he ended up going jail.
Yeah, and they're smart about it.
Yeah, and now they've used it. Like you just said, what the fuck is the end?
Yeah, it's like a lost problem. Do you know what I mean?
Just is it going to be a marriage that's the end? No one's going to be happy with that. Is it going to be
a marriage and kids?
Yeah, or is it going to be that he finally finds a way of being accepted by a law firm? By a university, or becomes a lawyer? Is that the end? Or what?
He can't become a lawyer now because
he's promised that he would never do it. That's it. So then what's, like Sai said, what, that's going to be one thing that's very interesting now. How does the reset happen?
Yeah, and what does it become, a different show? That's my worry.
See, the other thing is they find something. You know, they find something in the first few episodes, and they get him out on a technicality or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the only other way.
I think that as well.
Some sort of bogus warrant or something. Well, they always do.
they don't know, because the thing is they never proved it, did they? He took a deal.
Yeah, so I suppose it's ironclad, because he signed a thing where he couldn't go back on the deal, didn't he?
Yeah.
Something like that.
But Harvey, there was something in the background. I think it's possible that he gets out, but I do think maybe Gags is right that it's better for them to fast forward 3 years and Rachel is a lawyer, and then it gives them a new grounding. Her dad is less pissed. And
I just think it's never happened before. It'll be uncharted territory for any show to reset itself and for it to work, because it never works. Because you're alienating who watches the show, because they're watching it for something specific.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be a percentage of the show that were in it because of Mike's secret, and now the secret's gone, so that percentage of that audience is gone now. It's the way I look at it. So I don't. Yeah.
Are you going to watch the next series?
I'll take a look at it. It's kind of like,
you're definitely going to watch it.
I don't know, because I've been burnt before. Did any of you watch The Mentalist?
Dude. Yeah, it was rubbish.
Yeah, well,
they have one really good series, to be fair.
They find out who is the
Red John.
And then it continues for another two or three series, but then you're just wasting your time. It's like Prison Break. They get out of prison. They continue watching it. You're just wasting your time.
Yeah, it's very, very true.
Yeah, the resets, they just never work. I'll watch it for one or two episodes, but I fear for it. I really, really do.
Yeah, I can imagine just literally recording the series and just fast forward into Rachel.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck's sake, guys. I mean, there's no way. There's too much intrigue to not watch the next season. Surely. That's why it's built that way. Maybe that's why they've done it, because everyone will want to know. Well, that first episode will get a lot of views, a lot of ratings, because every single fucker that has caught up, that even didn't watch it and found out that he's gone to jail, we want to know how he went to jail, and then go, I'm actually going to watch for intrigue. So the next episode is is probably the most important in the entire suit.
It's gonna set the tone for what's to come for the next couple of years.
Because this is the one, like you said, if there's people like you that watch the whole fucking thing are ready to switch off right now, this is then becomes the most important episode ever for Suits to keep that audience.
It just angers me that some series is, they're just more interested in the money, the audience share, and they just keep going, where the writers no doubt just want to end the show, probably. That's where they wanted to end it, and then it just becomes faff.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean, but I think this has got the most, as I said, this has got the biggest world that they dip into. So I think there is storylines for them to delve into, like going forward, that when a lot of series didn't have that.
We could bring Scotty on for an hour every week. That'd be fine. Yeah. But we'll move on.
Thankfully.
We're pushed for time. We're just going to try and end this pod on a couple of little tidbits. Something like, what's the best line from the show, guys? Gags, come to you first.
Oh, there's fucking millions, and most of them are his, aren't they? They're most Harvey's, you know, I don't play the odds, I play the man. It's the poker line. I love playing poker, so that kind of stuff is brilliant. And stuff like, you know, when you're backed against the wall, break the goddamn thing down. And I just got a point about this goddamn thing. I don't know if any of you noticed this, but goddamn is Suits, Have you ever noticed? God damn is said in every single fucking sentence. You're God damn this. You're God damn that.
Harvey does say a lot.
Everyone does. Like, it's Jessica as well. It's really? Michael's. Go on YouTube and search Suits God damn. Honestly, there's a fucking video of just them goddamning every single episode, line.
It's bit like Jack Bauer's Damn It, isn't it?
Yeah, they. I mean, it's something that no one picks up on, but it was something that I noticed a lot. And then I just, for some random reason, searched it, like Suits Goddamn, and it came up. I was like, fucking hell, someone noticed it. So yeah, if you go and have a watch of this, the goddamn thing is unbelievable. They say it. It's basically the saying of the show. God damn is every single major curse. God damn it! Everything's like you're God damn this or you're God damn that. It's
yeah, but it's related probably to the time that it's on and the fact that nobody can start saying fuck or bugger for a few months.
They got to
substitute in something. Whereas they say God damn, everybody else hears.
It's just It's just a little interesting geeky nerdy thing that I think maybe some people don't notice, but it really is prevalent in every single episode. And if you ever watch it going forward, you will notice God damn now every single motherfucking time.
It's probably gonna ruin it for me now. So. What about you, Si? Have you got a favorite line?
No, just Harvey being Harvey.
Yeah.
That he's just he has a quip or a line or to answer everything, doesn't he?
I'll give you a few more for
like something I might have said myself before. It's not bragging if it's true.
Yeah, I don't pave the way for people. People pave the way for me. I'm not about caring. I'm about winning. You know, you could probably imagine Nina saying some bollocks like this, to be honest. Winners don't make excuses. I don't have dreams. I have goals. There's loads. There's so...
Those will all be shades of I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I could be drinking a juice box and still kick your ass.
I think you're all missing the most important line, really. It's really obvious.
Go on.
You just got lit up.
Oh, yeah, of course, man. Of course. That is the line. Lit is. That line from Lit is. Brilliant.
That's fantastic. I've got that in a mug.
Because it shows his desperation.
It does. It's fantastic, though, mate. That line is the line, you have to say.
You always have a choice. That's Harvey. And that's kind of the essence of the show as well.
It is.
In retrospect, you always have a choice. Because he's saying it from, I'm always right. You know, ethically, I'm always right, and I'm firmly grounded in justice. Yet the whole show is woven around him making that wrong choice.
That line was that philosophical bit that we should have ended the pod on, but we're going to continue going. We just become everything that we hate about it. We're just going to keep going and ruin it off.
I can't hear you over the sound of how awesome I am.
God. Where's that convertible for you?
You just feel sorry for my wife.
We do, don't worry. The wall is enough.
The wall's enough. Yeah, I was just going to say the wall's enough.
The wall is hers. I'm telling you. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 pictures of some form of men just on this wall. And there are 3 ladies.
Oh, I was going to say there's 30 ladies then. But...
No. This is entirely... This entirely comes from her.
Okay, so you're just allowed 3. We know the score, Si.
one of which is Jessica Biel. She's not got red hair. She does have a big booty though.
Oh, she's a stick.
Oh, I'll send you some links.
We're going off topic again.
No, this is the topic.
It's worth it though.
Welcome aboard.
It's not on the box. It's on the ass or something.
It's
like
on the booty. Yeah.
Still, OTB still works.
Yeah, my wife says something about open the book. You want to open the book later? It's a God reference, apparently.
No, nobody's reading any books in this podcast.
There is no God on this show, no.
We'll move on anyway. Best episode? You guys got a best episode? Gags?
I think the first one is one of my favourites. I find it hard to go and pinpoint any kind of episode then, but there's a couple maybe in this season when, you know, when he wins a couple of major things, but I think the first one just gets you hooked, doesn't it? And everything else after is great as well, but that first one is fantastic, especially when he quotes the law to him. That was it's just a brilliant brilliant scene.
Foundation of it all, isn't it?
It is, and I can't look past it, because if you've never seen the show and you're just listening to this because you're a fan of these guys and their show and stuff, then, which is possible, by the way, then I do recommend you watch this. Well, probably no point watching it now after listening to us go on about the whole thing and spoiling it. But if you do feel like watching it, then that first episode will hook you without us even talking about it.
They probably left anyway when I told them to fuck off. All two of the listeners. What about you, Si? Have you got a favourite episode?
Oh, there's just so many. No. Nothing. Just to end there. There was a big battle between early on in the first season between when Mike started when he got caught with Trevor's ex-girlfriend. And I thought there was a whole cascade of backstory that came in there about his, about Mike's gran and about his, about their parents dying. And, you know, it's not one of those, famous classic episodes, but, I thought it creates such a picture of all of the characters going forward. There was a big, big Harvey and, Donna early season moment in there as well. About how their first relationship happened as well. You know, that nearly moment. And yeah, I thought it was brilliant. And it kind of just underpinned the whole, personality of the characters. And that is fundamentally what the show is about. It's about the personalities and their relationships, isn't it? Mm. As well as the lore.
Yeah. Yeah. The flashback ones are quite good, actually. You know, when they go back in time, I do like some of those.
Yeah, which is odd, because a lot of the time TV shows, I hate that.
Yeah, I hate it on The Arrow. You love it.
An Arrow, but Arrow is like two different shows. That's why one's about him being on the island, one's about him, I don't know, being a playboy. Don't really care. Just somebody go make Arrow, edit out all the modern scenes and put it in and send it to me, please. And then I can just watch that. It'd be great.
Jesus. Yeah, edit out them so I don't have to watch them, and you can watch those bits, I'll watch the other bits. So what's yours?
Anything with Tanner in it, anything at all, because although you're saying that the characters are what the show's all about, for me, it's kind of like that the thing about Marvel you were saying, it's the epic battle, just slogging it out, and it's Harvey trying to do it without breaking the law, while also trying to prove that Tanner is breaking the law. It's kind of like, somebody plays by the rules, somebody doesn't play by the rules, and it's like, how can you win against this guy? And the guy who plays, I'm not sure what you call him, but he's a fantastic actor and he plays it so, so well. And he's like dark Harvey. He's like the other side of Harvey, because he's got everything that Harvey has. He's got exactly the same characteristics, but he will go the extra mile that Harvey won't. It's kind of like Batman. Batman's single rule is he won't kill people. So how does he fight the criminals who will kill people? It's kind of like that. So
Eric Close is the guy.
Yeah, he's fantastic. I think
he's in Nashville.
Not something I watch.
Me neither.
too much singing in that for me.
he was actually, I knew him originally from Without a Trace, like this FBI thing with Anthony LaPaglia and Poppy Montgomery.
I think he was in that show where Dakota Fanning got her thing. Was it Contact? It wasn't Contact. It was like an alien show.
Yeah.
It was produced by Steven Spielberg. I remember, I think he was in that for a bit. But we'll stop Suits there. I think we've talked it out, done it to death, but like maybe the show, maybe we should just stop right there.
Jesus Christ, you're such a hater.
No, I'll watch it. But anyway, we'll move on to our normal Hall of Fame. Any you guys
did you get we secretly snuck in Smallville last time?
Did you? I like Smallville. Smallville's okay.
I've just discovered this week it's a 15, so I was going to watch it with Lola. And
oh,
Kate,
no!
Kate comes in, it's a 15. Jesus. And then I was looking through the parent guide. Yeah, I forgot about these bits.
It's moved on to 15A now, so now it's okay.
Yeah, she's 11. That's not okay.
No, it's not.
Soon enough, you'll be getting 18A, which doesn't make no fucking sense. How can it be 15A? Oh, you have to be 15, or you have to be accompanied by somebody who is 15. What? Doesn't make sense.
Oh, is it accompanied? I thought it was advised.
No, you have to be accompanied by somebody. Or
right.
Maybe it is advised. You've got kids.
I thought it was, this is a 15. That means nobody under 15 is allowed in by the cinema. The cinema get in trouble. But if it's a 15, or if it's a 12A, that as long as the child has the permission of the parents, it's okay.
Not sure how it works. So Hall of Fame, have you got any nominations?
Suits. But Suits can't go in yet because it's not finished. It's not finished. Then for this week, not particularly. Not Breaking Bad.
Not Breaking Bad. Yeah, because I see down here you've got the Flano Award. Breaking Bad. What's that about?
Flano. Does it really need any more?
Yeah, but that's not right, man. That's not right. Breaking Bad was a very good show. It wasn't a shit show. If you haven't watched it all, how can you like?
It's insanely overhyped.
What, have you seen every single episode for every single season?
But for the hype that it gets, it should be the best show of all time.
But how do you know that? And
there might be like five great episodes.
But you haven't seen it all, dude.
I saw two series that were really, really,
and
really,
there was five
really
right?
dull.
So you haven't even seen half of it, and you've judged it.
Well, I judged it on the two whole series that were really, really dull. That nobody argues with me that were really, really dull. Everyone agrees.
It gets better, that's why.
Exactly.
But that's the point. Just have the last series. Because that's the only one that was any good.
But I didn't actually find them to be shit either. I thought they were watchable. Totally watchable.
You had to watch them all for the payoff to be worth it, though. It's kind of what it was.
Is that what makes it a great series? Do you really agree it got the amount of hype it deserved?
I loved it. I was introduced to it by Enzo. And I caught up on it. And I
watched box sets.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's to do with boxes.
I watched it on Netflix.
Yeah, but I mean, binge watching.
I binge watched four seasons and the final season. In fact, I binge watched it all, and the last episode was the only
Jesus,
one.
You were a bad husband.
The only one. Yeah, but it took me ages to do it. It took me like 3 months to watch it. But the last one was actually just out as I got to it. It was crazy. He just timed it as in. Shit, it's just ended. So yeah, it was.
So crazy. You actually watched it.
I watched it in one go.
After the hype.
I watched it in one go. So
yeah, yeah, yeah. But what I mean
it.
Is, there was already so much hype about how brilliant it was. That's when you watched it.
Yes. But it's not the show's fault it got so much hype.
Yeah, it's not. And when
no, it's not Flano's fault you get so much hype.
No, no, no. That's nonsense. This is better than Flano. God, come on. He is brilliant. And I don't want to go back into this because you've covered it. But that actor, Bryan Cranston, is just, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
He's unbelievable in that role. Unbelievable in that role. He's fantastic. And the copper is great as well opposite him. And it's just the villain at the start in the first two seasons. He was brilliant. What was wrong with it? There was nothing wrong with that show. I'm sorry. I just think people are hating on it for no reason.
I'm going to make
Who's
an executive
hating
decision.
It? I'm the only person that doesn't like it.
There's loads of you. Fucking
yeah, right.
I'm going to find you all and shoot you.
Calm down. Executive decision is going in the Hall of Fame.
Not a chance.
Yes!
I'm the host, I decide. That's the way it works.
Jesus Christ, the Breaking Bad cannot go in the Hall of Fame.
Why?
Except you host, you can decide.
It has to be universally great.
Oh, it's because both of us were only on last time.
Jesus
so
Christ.
We're
yeah.
so sly, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So what are the options have we got? Come on.
The flat. For new shows to go in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Don't give him what he wants. Breaking Bad's going in. Just end it there.
Have you seen the Hall of Fame in America? You don't have to elect every season, every year, if nobody is worthy.
Oh, there are worthy ones, but what other shows are there that we've all watched, that all of us have watched them? Because obviously we've got to do something that kids
24.
Watch. Yeah, 24. Yeah.
24 is definitely worth going into the Hall of Fame.
Because it changed how TV was watched.
It was the first one that got people binge watching as well.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It changed how people watched TV and it also changed how TV was made.
And I am sure that there's going to be plenty of shows where me and Kid are doing some solo, well, just me and him, so don't worry about Breaking Bad. Yeah, 24.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Sponsored by Umara.
Do you see this, people? He is, who loves he us. Is, he's somehow, he is managing to decide. How does that work?
I did not decide. This has been prearranged, these parts.
the agenda.
Schedules, Simon.
There we go.
Breaking Bad's still going on as well. I don't care what you say.
That's what I said. Just wait for the one that we're on.
Yeah, you can do it when you put on The Wire. When you do The Wire episode that I'm not joining in.
Yeah, I think we don't want you anyway.
I think there's House of Cards coming up. There's going to be Daredevil 2.
But that's going
up.
On, yeah, absolutely.
All those that me and Kid want to talk about. So Unless you can find better guests, which is fine. Go for it.
Yeah.
You said that. I didn't say that.
No, there's loads. That'll be more passionate about those shows. That's fine.
You make the executive decision to come on all the time anyway. I don't have a say in it.
Get lost.
Anyway, I think that's a good place to end it. I don't think we'll go down the Flano Award route.
No, not at all.
Flano Award goes to Breaking Bad.
Don't even talk about Flanagan. I'll just get shit on Twitter about it.
You can only imagine what my Twitter feed is like tonight.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll end it there. It was good talking to you guys. Any plugs or anything? Gags? You got anything?
Yeah, the Android app's out. Please do go check it out on the Play Store. Just search for Anfield and then Space Index and it should come up. And we're also sponsoring a Five Times event in Birmingham and in Cardiff in May. Just go to fivetimes.co.uk and check out their events. And that's a Cara show. That's going to be Cara on there. And I think there's going to be a live AI pod on both on stage. And I think Sai's going to be attending one of them as well. So we'll be on stage. So that'll be good. It'd be really good if you all checked that out and supported us and came along. It'd be brilliant to see you there.
Yeah, not supporting us. You can come see Cara.
Yeah. Support us and see Cara too.
Come and give Sai abuse.
Yeah, if you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Sai? You got anything to plug?
Yeah, plugging OTB. That's it.
So OTB, no under pressure or anything.
He's a traitor.
We haven't got any under pressure to be promoting.
No, next week.
Oh yeah, I completely blanked that it was International Week, even though I was at both international matches.
Really? That's because your mind was wiped by the visual of seeing Skrtel.
Oh, it was brilliant. I was behind the nets when he gave away that penalty. It was fantastic. It was great to see Skrtel give away a penalty and be happy about it. Joyology.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I have nothing to plug because I'm lazy, so I don't really do anything. So I think we'll just end it there. Hope everybody enjoyed. If I've ruined suits for you, we ruined suits for you. Sorry, but you were warned. We'll catch you again. See ya.
Goddamn.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.